And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 16th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the great lexicographer Noah Webster, born Hartford, 1758, who devoted himself to making an American dictionary, a dictionary of American English, to make our country culturally independent from Great Britain. A prolific writer, a serious scholar, and once when he was caught by his wife undressing the cleaning lady in his study, and his wife said, "Noah, I'm surprised." Noah Webster, the maker of dictionaries who believed in accurate word usage, said, "No, my dear, I am surprised. You are astonished." A line that would have been appreciated by Oscar Wilde, born on this day in 1854 in Dublin, author of The Picture of Dorian Gray, An Ideal Husband, The Importance of Being Earnest, and a man who gave us many one-liners. Oscar Wilde said, "The only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it." He said, "Wickedness is a myth invented by good people to account for the curious attractiveness of others." And he said, "To be premature is to be perfect." His play, The Importance of Being Earnest, opened in London Valentine's Day, 1895. He was 40 years old. A few months later, he was convicted of acts of gross indecency, meaning that he had a male lover, and was sentenced to 2 years hard labor. Got out of prison, moved to Paris. His health deteriorated, and he died at the age of 46 in a seedy hotel where he was registered under the name Sebastian Melmoth. W. H. Auden said of Oscar Wilde, "From the beginning, Wilde performed his life and continued to do so even after fate had taken the plot out of his hands." It's the birthday of Eugene O'Neill, born in a hotel room on Broadway in New York City in 1888. His father was a famous actor. O'Neill grew up in trains and hotels with his father on tours. Eugene O'Neill, who gave us such plays as Anna Christie, Strange Interlude, and his posthumous play Long Day's Journey into Night. And it's the birthday of Thomas Lynch, born in Detroit, 1948, one of the few writers in America to support himself as an undertaker. Wrote a book of essays about it, The Undertaking, Life Studies from the Dismal Trade. He said about undertaking and writing, "The arrangement of flowers and homages, casseroles and sympathies, the arrangement of images and idioms, words on a page, it is all the same." Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass, entitled "The Thing Is." To love life, to love it even when you have no stomach for it, and everything you've held dear crumbles like burnt paper in your hands, your throat filled with the silt of it, when grief sits with you, its tropical heat thickening the air, heavy as water, more fit for gills than lungs, when grief weights you like your own flesh, only more of it, an obesity of grief, you think, how can a body withstand this? Then you hold life like a face between your palms, a plain face, no charming smile, no violet eyes, and you say, "Yes, I will take you. I will love you again." A poem by Ellen Bass, "The Thing Is," from her collection Mules of Love, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel, to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.